Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We are going to have a blast today on Kingdom Pursuits as we have people who've taken their passion for children and writing children's books. We have a couple of children's books authors with us today. We have, first up, Diane Hynes, which you've heard her husband Joshua with us before, and her book, which is really, I'm sure to be a children's classic. It's the hairiest. It's called Joe's Hair Grow. Welcome, Diane.
Hi, good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. And you just got back from a long trip.
I did. I just got back from Singapore, South Africa, and Spain all in the last 2 months.
As your husband's sort of an evangelist, right? And what were you guys doing?
I was there actually for work. I work with a big children's ministry for Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. So it's been a blessing to be part of that, which ties into why I just love my children's book so much, because it's evangelizing children in a slightly different way.
Wow. With Joe's Hair Grow, which I know, Joshua, you're going to be really... I should have done my riddles about hair. I don't know what I was thinking, but I did it about kids. We'll get to that in a second. Next up, we have Julie Wood. Julie is the author of Pooks and Boots Meet Jesus. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, how's it going?
Wonderful. And Julie is in Colorado Springs this morning. Isn't that, that's got to be beautiful out there.
It is. Praise God. It's beautiful.
And your husband is in the Air Force. I wonder, is he in the Air Force Academy?
No, he's out at Peterson Air Force Base. He's an Air Force flight surgeon, one of the commanders out there. Praise God. So proud of him. He's still serving, yes.
Yeah, when I was young, I lived in Colorado. My uncle was stationed there at the Air Force Base. He taught some of the cadets. I didn't realize they also have an Air Force Base as well as the...
The Academy, yeah. It's beautiful out here. So much military out here. Gorgeous.
And that church. If you've never seen it, oh my word.
Yes. Praise God. Yes.
It is an amazing thing. But God inspired you with your animals, right? To write...
Yes. They're really my real animals, Pooks and Boots. And it's funny how God works through us. And we can get more into that here in a bit. I don't know. The book is actually based on my real cats, because they were in the wilderness, you know, and kind of funny how we're all in the wilderness until we find Jesus. But yes, yeah, so my babies made it to a shelter and we got them. And that's the book series are based on them. So yes, yeah, very interesting.
Right. And so since we have two kids' books on today's show, I thought, speaking of kids, what is the most non-confrontational age of kids? Have you ever wondered about that? What is the most non-confrontational age of kids? Well, from what I understand, it's when they be nine. Or you may know that the pediatrician was a real kidder. Think about that a minute. And I don't know if you knew this, Jasper, but the invisible man married the invisible woman. Their kids are nothing to look at either.
Oh, my goodness.
And spanking your kids in the heat of the moment is what they call bad air conditioning. Just so you'll know, spanking your kids in the heat of the moment is bad air conditioning. Now, in my never-ending search for the best cannibal jokes, because they've always just tickled me no end, just released the third edition of the Cannibal Cookbook titled How to Better Serve Your Fellow Man. It was written by a guy with a wife and eight kids. And you knew at the end of all that, because I don't know what it is about cannibal jokes. I just love them. Anyway. It just shows that I have a strange sense of humor, as my wife would tell you. But the actual riddle today, and we have so many wonderful prizes to give away, but here's the actual riddle. Not to bleat around the bush, but name an Old Testament saint who was a rambunctious kidder. Not to bleat around the bush, name an Old Testament saint, which, by the way, there are lots, who was a rambunctious Kidder. And if they can answer that, Jasper, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win a copy of Joe's Hair Grow or Puss in Boots Meets Jesus.
Right. We have lots of copies. The good news is there's lots of rambunctious kidders in the Old Testament, just saying. And you can win your choice of either of those books. Just calling in at 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH and tell us, who was that Old Testament saint who was a rambunctious kidder? And, you know, there's no bad answer. I'm just saying.
I think you just gave it away.
Yeah.
I would never give away my riddles, but they're calling in as we speak. But I love this picture on the very back. I think I'm going to go backwards on your book, Joe's Hair Grow.
Okay.
This picture that's on the second to the last page there. Tell our listeners. They can't see it, but it's classic.
Well, God works in funny ways. I was actually at a coffee shop with my husband a few years ago. He was working on his book at the time. And I kept thinking back to this photo that my father-in-law drew back in sixth grade, so in the 1960s. And it's the original Joe. It's just a photo that he drew back when he was young. And he has wild, crazy hair. He honestly looks a little scary. And I just couldn't stop thinking about him. And all of a sudden, God dropped this rhyming children's book. I think I typed it into my computer within like 20, 30 minutes. And I read it back. And it has like a strong core message. And that's the original Joe's Hair Grow. And the photo that my father-in-law drew back in the 60s is actually this child based on himself, Joe, with crazy wild hair in his bathroom, and on the shelf is a little jar of goo called Joe's Hair Grow, and that was the inspiration for this book.
And it actually even says in the original from the 60s, which, you know, being a child of the 60s, I could tell you, Diane, that, you know, back then, you know, we had the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, you know, you hair was a big deal. You know, in fact, they even did a musical.
Oh, my goodness.
And so underneath Joe with his wild hair that would fit right into the 60s, it says it's the hairiest. And so when you look at the actual title of the beautiful book that is now out there, illustrated by Amy Hathcock.
Yes, Amy did an amazing job. She brought Joe to life. He's exactly actually what I pictured him, the modern version of him, and that front cover actually has the same, like a similar picture to the original.
It says Joe's Hair Grow, the hairiest. So we're going to find out a lot about that picture, but Diane, God gave you a picture too, and the front of your book is equally intriguing. There are these two cats that look really cold. They're out like in the snow. Is that the wilderness you're talking about?
Oh, yes. On the Puss in Boots Meet Jesus cover, and, you know, I was blessed to have met Simon Goodway. He's actually out of England. He does such wonderful work. Praise God. But so Puss in Boots, like I said, it's based on the true story. And what I wanted to illustrate to children is, you know, of course, the beautiful illustrations and capture their hearts with Jesus and little kitty angel. But, yeah, so Puss in Boots are really out in the wilderness, and it's, you know, based on their true story. And on the other side of the cover, it has the little house with the fireplace, and they're all happy. So it really tells a story on the cover that, you know, if you look in the clouds, you see Jesus and his little kitty angel. I'm making it for children, you know, with a little kitty angel. But it's to visualize for children so they see that Jesus is always watching over us, and he helps, you know, Puss in Boots get into a warm home where they meet Jesus. And, you know, so throughout the pages, they see how they go through this adventure. And, you know, the whole book is based on Matthew 25:34-40. So, and that Bible verse, you know, is where we know that when we help those in need, we're helping Jesus. So through the adventure, they help another little kitty, and I don't want it to do the spoiler.
Yeah, well, I would also point out that if you are holding on to the book, on the back is the actual Poots.
Yes, and you
get to see them. And so when we come back, I am personally very anxious. I can understand why the one is named Boots. I can kind of see that.
Yes.
But we're dying to know, how did Poots get his name? And we're trying to figure out, there's no bad answer to this riddle. 866-348-7884. Call in and win. Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today we have two wonderful examples of people who's given them God has given them a passion for writing children's books. And we have Julie Wood, who's the author of Pooks and Boots, Meet Jesus. And we have Diane Hines with her book, Joe's Hair Grow, which both books are just a delightful thing. And, you know, it's just really, here comes the next generation, right? And it's coming after us. And so we get not only the challenge, but the joy of sharing that in ways that children can see and deliver. And God gives us these really creative pictures like Joe with his hair, you know, in order to create that. But right now you have a creative task of telling me who didn't bleed around the bush but ran. You got to name an Old Testament saint who was a rambunctious kidder. 866-348-7884. You have your choice of either of these children's books, which I know you've got children and nieces to make a great Christmas present for somebody, niece, nephew, or child. All you have to do is tell us which Old Testament saint was a rambunctious kidder. 866-348-7884. Now, I promised our listeners, Julie, that we understand how Boots got his name when we look at the picture of the cat on the back. I'm guessing he's the one with the white boots. But how about Pooks?
You know, I wish I had this great answer, but I don't know if you've ever had a pet and it just comes out of your mouth, you know, and I just felt in my heart, you're going to be Pooks. And, you know, it's funny how God works through stuff, because I had gotten Pooks first, and I share a story on our site about Pooks and Boots, the real true story behind them. And it's so sad, but nobody ever wants the black cats. So my husband, he loves cats, and, you know, we went to the shelter. We saw little Pooks there at the time. Well, we named her Pooks, but we saw her there. And we were like, one of the guys at work there said, yeah, the black cats, nobody ever wants them, and we put them away during Halloween because they come and they cut their little paws off. And I was like, what? And so all of a sudden, Pooks became the most adorable cat. So we got Pooks, and later we went back and we got Boots. So when, you know, before we named Boots, obviously, my husband's like, we got to name her Boots because it goes with Pooks. And it's funny, you know, God gives you this, you know, this is what you're going to do. And then down the line, it's like Pooks and Boots book series. You know, so I used my real cats and their story. You know, the first book, Pooks and Boots Meet Jesus, is really how they survived the wilderness, you know, by the hand of God. And I keep saying that, you know, we're all in the wilderness until we let Jesus in our heart. So the book has so many things for both parents and children to both learn upon. And
I know that you're going to think this is remarkable, Julie, but... Yeah. I'm sitting here with Joe's hair grow, and you know what they have in that book? What do you got, Diane?
I have Cleo the cat, which I think is the twin brother of Boots over here.
Oh my goodness! Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're it's very monochromatic cat.
Oh, goodness, I have not seen. I'm gonna have to see that on your book. What a blessing! I don't know the role it plays in there, but I think it's amazing how God works through. And gives us that knowledge and creativity to spread the gospel. Because, you know, your whole theme, you know, is how God uses our passion for the kingdom, you know. And I feel my passion for helping those in need, you know, I've been doing that for the last 12 years, you know, helped me develop my company. You know, my passion drove my mission for the Great Commission. And I don't know if you know this, but my background, I'm a clinical scientist. I'm not blessed like your other guest here who's written books. And, you know, this is my first book. I'm a clinical scientist. I don't do books, but God's like, you're going to do a children's book. And I don't have children. So you can see the hand of God on this book. And I'm so blessed by having such divine connections. Jane, one of your followers, Mr. Dillmore, loves you. And she's the one that called and says, you've got to get on this, you know. And in the short period, only 2.5 months since my book has been published, mothers and grandmothers reaching out to me, you know, showing me pictures and videos of their children. It fills my heart with joy, and that's when I know I'm doing God's will. This is my purpose, you know, teaching children about Jesus, you know, and the other part of my company is helping children and animals in need with the Pop Forward program. You can read about that on our site. But God really opened the door, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. And, you know, I may never be the bestseller, but if I touch the heart of one child, every time I get something on my little Facebook, I'm just like, oh, my gosh. You know, and Jesus, that's his way of saying, you're doing your purpose. You're doing it. Because I'll be honest, I've never done a missionary work, but I feel our books can do the missionary. Get out there.
Oh, yeah. It's completely, yes. God puts the story on your heart, and he calls you to do it. And I love, Diane, how you were sitting there with your husband and looking at this picture, and all of a sudden the story came.
Correct.
And you said, how long did it take you to write it?
About 20 minutes. And actually, I wrote it a little over 3 years ago. I was actually pregnant with my first daughter, Faith. And it all came to me in Psalm 46:10, be still and know I am God. He kept putting that on my heart even years back then. And I was obedient and I listened. And actually, I was pregnant just last year with my second daughter, Zaza, who's now in heaven with Jesus, which drives me every day to just encourage children to get to know Jesus and follow the word. But it's just so incredible that I was patient and God brought me that perfect illustrator. So Joe's Hair Grow is my first book. And
so
I never,
tell us how that happened. How did God bring you the illustrator?
Oh, it was amazing. I just had a colleague that started working with me at the job that I'm at. And I think within shaking hands with her, I heard very clearly from God saying, this is your illustrator, Amy. And I just told her real quick the concept of Joe, and she sketched him out for me.
Did you know she was an artist?
I did know that. She had mentioned it to me briefly. And when I heard that, that's exactly when God told me, this is your illustrator. And I honestly was like, illustrator? Because my book had been on my computer for almost 2-3 years at that time. So it got published in December. And it was just incredible. And the core of the message of the book is so simple. God loves you just the way you are. Joe is an inventor, which all of us children especially, and even now, I think my husband, he's always inventing something, but he was in his scientific lab in his bedroom, and he invented this hair goo, and he got so excited, he went all over, and he put the hair goo on people that had no hair, people that had hair, and their hair, even on that Cleo the cat, went crazy. And at the end of the day, his neighbor, that is Mr. Ray, he took out the Bible and he reminded Joe that that's the word, the truth that we should live by. And he pointed out that Psalm 139, that God made us perfect, wonderful. There's no need to change. And I'm sure all of us know, adults too, that in this society now, children at school, on TV, it's just, we're told to change, you know, we're not perfect how we are. So just very simple. God loves you. There's no need to change who you are.
Right. And then, you know, there's so many image issues.
Correct.
For little girls with their, you know, weight and all sorts of things that are there. But here's this book, you know, which is wonderful about, you know, God loves you just the way you are. But we have these people that want to tell us about our rambunctious kidder. We have Janet, who's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Janet, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am just thrilled that you called to tell us about our rambunctious kidder.
Oh, I have two answers, I think.
Okay.
David or Jacob?
Wow. You get two books for those. Because, you know, those are two of my favorite rambunctious kidders.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were both very rambunctious. And in the case of Jacob, you know, he was a spotted kidder.
Right.
You know.
That's correct.
There you go. So, and they were probably monochromatic too, black and white. You know, nobody wanted the black goats. So they might have been named, you know, Pook and Boot. Who knows? But
right.
What about David strikes you about his rambunctiousness?
Only that he was a fighter, a warrior. He was the sheep tender that nobody thought would amount to much except God.
Right.
So that's why I picked him, and you've already named why I picked Jacob, but also because he tricked his brother. So in a way, you know, if you stretch the word kidder.
Oh, yeah, he was. He kidded around with Esau, hairy arm treatment.
Is.
Yeah. And I love what you said about David. you know, I've been thinking about it all week. He was a man after God's own heart.
That's right.
Even in the midst of all the crazy things that he got into, but his heart was always for the Lord, and he was trying to figure out ways that he could bless God, and whether it was making a temple, or it seems like his heart was just always, how can I bless God? How can I bless God? And, right. And you know, God doesn't miss that. And so, you know, when I think about these wonderful authors or people that use their passion, you know, it's, let me bless God with this. Let me bless God with this story. It's wonderful. I'm so excited. Thank you, Janet, for calling in today.
Thank you for having these ladies on your program. I turned it on after you'd already started, but I've so enjoyed listening to them talking about their books that inspires me to want to create one as well.
Good, good.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, do it. That sounds great. God bless. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, we also have Ken, who is, oh, Ken must have been thinking, I'm going to tell you right now, Ken, and others, there are plenty of kidders out there that we have not mentioned. There's, I can think of at least five without, in there. So if you're wanting these books for, we've got them, we want to give them away. We got Pooks and Boots Meet Jesus and Joe's Hair Grow. We're going to find out so much more about these characters. And let me just tell you, in both cases, the books are absolutely illustrated beautifully. I mean, just like, oh, wow. I mean, that's what just, the covers just jump out at you. You're going to want to win these books. And so you got to be thinking about these kidders. 866-348-7884. To Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And I'm just thrilled to death to have these wonderful children books authors with us today. Julie Wood, who's the author of Pooks and Boots Meet Jesus, and Diane Hines, who wrote the book Joe's Hair Grow. And again, I was saying it right before the break, if you could see how beautifully these books are illustrated, it blows my mind. And so wonderfully published. And again, you got a chance to win these. All you got to tell us was about more of these rambunctious kidders in the Old Testament. 866-348-7884. Don't want anybody to miss out on these. But we were talking during the break, Diane, that, you know, Satan has clearly got a plan to come after the kids. I mean, he's got vampires and all sorts of dragons he would love you to fall in love with.
It's funny, but it's so true. I was just, there's not that many bookstores these days, but I was in one just a couple weeks ago with my 3-year-old daughter, and she's a bookworm. She loves books. She's the one she was grabbing, she would drop immediately and go, Mommy, that's bad. And that's why I'm thankful for people like Julie, like myself, that have a book that's driven by the truth, the word, the gospel. You know, that's, we're told, you know, John 1:5, to be the light. Light shines in the darkness. The darkness does not overcome it. We need our children to be the light. Their compass needs to be the Bible. They need to know God loves them. And that's what, you know, it's funny, Joe's Hair Grow. You have no idea when you look at it, but at the end, it even has a prayer for children. So I encourage adults and, you know, just to buy one for your neighbor, your loved one, your child. People need to know God loves them because our society is not telling them that these days, unfortunately.
Right, and getting into the story of Pooks and Boots, I love the fact that, you know, like the cover illustrates, they get lost. They get out in the wilderness. It's cold out there. Julie?
Add on to what Diana was just talking about. It's so weird. Pastor Hughes, a good friend of mine, and he was the one that opened my eyes to helping children in need, and we've done tons of ministry work together and helping orphanage and churches going up in the Philippines. He's amazing. But he just called me last night and talked exactly about what Diana was talking about. He says, you know, in your books, you need to make sure going forward in your series that you teach children how to overcome bullies. You know, because in the world we live in, when you talk about the wilderness, for children, it's that I'm too fat, I'm not popular, I'm not pretty enough, I didn't make the football team. But through books like mine and Diana's, you know, you keep feeding them the meat and potatoes. You know, my first book is, let's find out who Jesus is. and who he is in you. So you become superheroes knowing in yourself that he lives in you, that he's amazing. He lives inside of you, that all things are possible, and you're never alone with Jesus. You know, this is what I want my first book to accomplish. And throughout the book series, they keep getting meat. So, you know, and meat and potatoes, I say. But so when they go to school, they know they're enough. Because I believe in my heart, when you really know Jesus loves you and you love Jesus, you are enough. And when you hear those things at school, it's like, no, I am enough, you know, and not get picked on those bullies. So it's really critical in the world. And I know that it's going off tangent, but it's really not, because it's all about Jesus, glorifying him, knowing he lives inside of us. So it's really the big part of the book is that knowing who we are in Jesus. So the children learn this. And it's interesting because some of my pastor friends wrote some reviews on the book, and one of my pastor friend's wife said, oh my goodness, I know the Bible so well, but this children's book reminded me that we need to help others. It made me go out and help two families in need, you know. And it that moves me, you know, it ripples, because when you think about it, the parents are the ones that are going to read to the children. And what a double blessing from Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Praise God.
Yeah. I also share a similar. I was challenged actually a number of years ago to write a series for the people that do the Museum of the Bible.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And, well, they didn't accept it after I wrote it.
But not yet.
Okay, not yet.
But my heart was, we need to reach the children, the next generation, to fall in love with the Bible.
Amen.
They wanted something written more to adults and that kind of thing. But my thought was, well, no, we need to reach the kids. And so I wrote this drama, kind of like Adventures in Odyssey. And when they didn't take it, I was heartbroken, because I put a lot into it, and I thought, this is exactly what we need. There's not enough radio for kids. There's plenty of radio for adults, but we need radio for kids.
Amen.
And God said, well, Robbie, you have a radio show. Why don't you write it for Christian Car Guy? So that's how we got Christian Car Guy Theater, which is like Adventures, similar type children's programming. But our characters, rather than Pooks and Boots or Joe's Hair Grow, are the Under the Hood gang, you know, Frenchy Fender and Mosey Motor Oil and all these guys who go on these adventures. And we try to do an episode every week. But it's interesting to me that God put it on my heart and then said, okay, go make this happen, because he loves the children and he wants stuff to reach that next generation. And some of those people were kidders, right? And so we got Ken back in Colfax. And Ken, I know you got some answers for us.
Well, I didn't hear everything. I got, you're talking about kids, the grandkids is over here, and I got kind of disrupted.
Well, that's okay, but I know you know some kidders. They're rambunctious in the Bible.
If he had lived in modern day, he could have been with Batman. He was a Riddler, and that was Samson. He liked to tell riddles right up almost up to the time he got blinded. But he was rambunctious, carried the gates away, and
he had that jawbone. Yeah, that was.
Of course, he gave the riddle about the honey in the lion carcass and all that stuff.
That was a great riddle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the eater, something to eat. Yeah.
Did somebody use him because I knew Jacob?
No. You nailed it.
Okay.
I mean, that's all new. And that was really, that was a very creative answer, Ken. It makes my day. I'm just going to laugh about that all the way home tonight. But you have nailed the riddle. But we have more. There's more kidders. So we got Paula is in Greensboro. Yep. Thanks, Ken. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Paula is in Greensboro. Paula, you have some other riddlers in mind?
I do. How about Aaron's two sons, Nadab and Abihu, thinking that they could just playfully, we'll mix up whatever oil and incense, and we don't have to do it exactly the way Dad does it and go into the temple and the Holy of Holies.
Well, they were the original crispy critters.
Yes, isn't that sad? Oh, I want to laugh, but I don't want to laugh.
No, it's really beyond. It's beyond sad when you think about Aaron losing both his sons, you know, in such a tragic episode of not taking, seriously what was holy. And
exactly.
You know, that's a really good reminder. Paula, I'm really glad you shared that, because it is really, you know, it's a tragic thing, but there's a few people in Scripture God just seemed to really make an example out of, and those two were, and you remember old Achan, who got stoned?
Yes.
He was one, and then, what was that, Sapphira, and what's the guy's name? I forget.
Oh.
In the book of Acts?
Oh, yeah, when they lied, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do, and then it just, I don't know, this week, you know, when I was thinking about the two young boys, and I wanted to go, but can't you just see they were kind of being young and pranksterish, you know, that's kind of the way I was looking at it, and then realizing it's that slippery slope that we've all been on, away from God and not honoring how it is, like they're real doctrines, and we are to follow them. And so I found myself struggling within myself on this as well.
Yeah, and then there was you remember the little boys that called Elisha Baldy and ended up with a bear, you know, problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want, you know, there are certain things that, yeah, you went too far, and there it is. So wonderful lesson. I'm really glad you brought that, Paula. God bless you.
Thank you.
And thank you for your love for the Scripture.
Thank you.
And thinking about it day and night, like Psalm 1. It's wonderful stuff. God bless.
All right. Thanks.
Wow. I'm kind of challenged, Julie, with all these Bible scholars out there answering these riddles.
I think it's wonderful. I love it.
Isn't it neat how God's given all these people passion to fall in love with the Word? And that it ignites their own imaginations and their own stories. And so how did these guys get lost? How did Pook and Boots end up in the wilderness?
Well, the interesting thing is that is, I wish I could tell you the story before, but the book, in the middle of the book, you'll see the little lumberjack guy finds them in the wilderness and brings them into the shelter. And that's just my imagination in the name of Jesus, because when we found them at the shelters, they just kind of give you, you know, they were found here, somebody brought them in. But you never know their background story, you know. And so they are, really, we got them in Illinois. We were stationed out there at the time. So they were brought into this shelter, and I thought, oh, they must have been so cool. My husband gets scared taking me to animal shelters because I want to get them all. But he's like, oh, no, you know. And it's the same thing, you know, with orphanages and stuff. But you know, praise God, I don't even know how they survived, but, you know, you think about that. It was cold, bitter wilderness. They made it to the shelter. That nice, kind lumberjack, it goes back to helping those in need, whether it's an animal or child. He brought them in, and we were blessed to find them at the shelter. And, you know, I often think, you know, what we're talking about, the real world, you know, they're black little kitties. Nobody wants the black. Everybody wants the pretty little white ones, you know. But when
or the
people,
orange or the carrot, you know, yeah.
Yeah, but people, when they meet our little babies, like my sister, she's the one that inspired me to start the story. She's like, your babies are so cute. I think it's the love the parents give children or animals that makes them beautiful.
Well, we've got to go to a break. We've got so much more to talk about Joe's hair grow, because we got to give it equal time. So we're going to be getting more from Diane. And we need to, anybody has got some other answers out there, I think there's plenty more kidders. 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom today. We are so blessed to have with us two children's books authors, Julie Wood, the author of Pooks and Boots, Meet Jesus, and Diana Hynes, her book, Joe's Hair Grow. And as always, maybe you didn't have an answer to the riddle, you want these books. If you go to kingdompursuits.com, that's kingdompursuits.com, you'll see there all about the authors, ways to order the books. You can even get 10 packs of the books, or as many books as you want to use. What wonderful gifts for Christmas. Or, you know, birthdays, whatever it is that you do, you know, kids latch onto a book and they memorize it. I don't know if you remember your 2 or 3 or 4 year old on your knee, and they always ask for that same book. How cool would it be if they found a book that had a biblical message and something that they just were putting in their mind to really transform them. And I really love, Diane, that God used rhyming in your book, because Diane shared with me that when she was a child, she didn't necessarily like to rhyme. And then when you read most children's books, or a lot of children's books, they rhyme. So here's one of her rhymes that she wrote in her book that God did. It says, the Bible says that God loves people short or tall. He loves them with long hair, short hair, or no hair at all. It's kind of like your doctor's, it brought out your inner Dr. Seuss.
Exactly. And, you know, my parents out there, they both speak Portuguese, and we spoke Portuguese in the house, and I loved writing, but for some reason, when we got to poetry or anything with rhymes, I froze. So when God gave me this book in that coffee shop and it all rhymed, I couldn't believe it came out of my mind, so I knew it was God, and I love it. You know, I have children that I, you know, when I get messages and when I hear feedback from friends and family and people that I've never met, they always say their children are, you know, reciting the book because every single page rhymes, and even children that don't know how to read can follow along with the illustrations. And I love that because it has the Bible as a core compass. It teaches them that God loves them. It ends with a prayer, reminding children that God made them special and unique in his own perfect design. We're told from Genesis all the way through the end of the Bible that we were made in God's image. He's our potter. We're the clay. We're all the work of his hands. And if we can start planting these seeds in children, our world can change radically.
Amen.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. If you've seen my picture at some point in time, you might notice that I have really wavy hair. And I also have this huge gap between my two front teeth. And you can imagine, as a child, the two things I hated the most about myself was my curly hair and that gap in my teeth. I mean, I absolutely, you know, it was just like I wanted to, when I looked in the mirror, I just didn't like those things. So how wonderful would it have been if I had some book to sit there and go, you know, now that I'm older, you know, and a lot of people have lost their hair, mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, like the fact that I still have, and it's still curly and it's still all that, you know, and I'm like, that's okay. And exactly. A lot of people know me by that gap in my teeth. And they're like, well, there you go. That's Robbie. It's clearly him. And that's the way God made me. And it is in his
image. It is in my voice. You know, when I was young, everyone gave me such a hard time. But I've discovered, you know, especially in my career, people never forget my voice. As soon as I start talking, they remember, that's Diane. And I just love my voice. Because in the womb, God designed us perfectly.
Isn't that funny? When you hear your voice recorded, the first time I heard it, I was like, you know, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You think there might be an enemy that's out there trying to attack the glory that God gave you?
Exactly. He's everywhere. He sneaks in all those cracks. God is everywhere. That's why we have to share the message that God loves us and just focus our eyes on the kingdom.
How did Satan come after you, Julie, when you started to illustrate or to think through this process?
Well, it's funny how we're talking about all this, but I do believe the enemy tries to oppress us. And, you know, I kept hearing in my voice, I mean, in my head, you're a clinical scientist. You don't know. You don't even have children. You know, I also heard Diana talking about that. My husband and I lost our child during my fourth month during pregnancy, and he just wanted me to stay down. But I took that pain, and I knew God had a bigger plan, you know, prayed on it in my prayer closet. And, you know, God told me this, and I'm like, really? Children's Christian books, you know? And so as I get these reviews and hear these feedback, it's like, yes, this was my plan, praise God, you know, because you think about it. You know, I got through that, and here I am doing this book, and I'm going to do the book series, but I want to give children the tool, you know, called Jesus Christ, that when they get hit with these battles, you know, in their marriage or later in life, they are built on the core foundation of the Bible, of Jesus, the living Word of God, you know, that they know they're divinely protected, highly favored, the righteousness of God, and they're victorious in all things with Jesus, because that's what the world needs, these children. You know, you go to the movies, and they're teaching magic and all these heroes that don't exist. My book series is based on the real hero, you know, Jesus that lives inside of us. Because I didn't have that growing up, so it was, I knew about Jesus, but not like know that he lives in me and who I am. You know, this is what I'm saying, and that's what I want to give children in these books. I think it's such a blessing to give it, because, you know, I'm sure Diana sees it more than I do, as she has children and looks for books and takes them to the movies. It gets harder and harder in the world we're living in to find books that are, you know, based on Jesus and the goodness, because we all know that there's so many other.
Well, obviously, Satan's got his little army out there, but God's got his. And you might be listening right now and thinking, you know, I wrote this children's book a long time ago, or this thought came to me that I thought I was supposed to, step out in faith, and you go on an adventure, right, that you never would have believed, because, you know, God's given you a lot of adventure, Diane, obviously going to Singapore and all these different places, but this book adventure has been a different one for you.
Yeah, this one's been super special, you know, just the whole process of it, just years and just being patient. But to me, it's like God, we have to just trust in God's timing. It's always perfect. And looking back, he orchestrated everything from the, you know, you have to be obedient. You have to know the word. Just listening, receiving the word, waiting for that perfect timing for the author, for it to be illustrated. And now just keeping your mind and your eyes focused on him, the children, the next generation.
And then the publisher. That was part of the deal,
exactly.
Too. But tell us how you went to the publisher.
It's God, you know, just everything came, you know, like I said, my husband's an author. He actually is a children's book author as well. And I just never envisioned myself as one. So I had him to guide me, but it's a whole different adventure. We're all unique. We all have a different path. And I'm just so thankful to be here, to have this platform to boldly share God's word and to influence the children of this generation that they're unique, they're perfect. And I think people need to hear that. Parents need to reiterate this wholesome message, because in the schools and society, on television, in the books they're reading, they're not clean messages, they're not wholesome, and they need the Bible as their compass in this life.
How did you, Julie, again, for me, I know a lot of folks, when they're thinking about, gee, I gotta write a book, you know, you gotta find the illustrator. That's a huge thing if you got a children's book and you found one, but also you found a publisher. How did that happen for you?
Well, you know, whole thing is so new to me, and I told my husband, I feel Jesus working through me, I want to write this book, and I did, and he was so cute. He goes, you know, it's really hard to find publishers, don't get your feelings hurt if but God just said, no, reach out, and I didn't want to give up, and I said, you know what, I'm going to write to a few publishers and submit it, and, this is the first time, I sent it, and within 1 week, they got back to me, and I thought they were going to give me bad news, and praise God, they're like, I started talking, I'm a talker, so you can probably figure that out by now, and I was like, thank you for the, and by the time they got me to keep my mouth quiet, they're like, Julie, we loved it, we're going to take it, and I was so blessed. I don't know how publishers rank, but I do know Covenant, that we got, is a Christian-based publisher, so I was very blessed, and from glory to glory, we'll go from there, but it was a blessing because, I never wrote a book, never had to deal with an illustrator or publisher. So I give God all the glory, and I keep telling people that. There is, I'm used to looking under microscopes, not writing Christian, but the hand of God is just all over this, and I give him the glory. And I really do hope it changes the hearts of children everywhere through my books. But that, so I was blessed. They called me back in 7 days, and they're like, we love it. So thank you, Jesus, for that.
It is awesome. Again, her book is Pooks and Boots Meet Jesus, which you can go to Kingdom Pursuits and find out how to get them. She does have a wonderful site there on Facebook. In the case of Joe's Hair Grow, there is also there at Kingdom Pursuits, and she's got a really neat website, which is, simply Joe's Hair Grow, not hard to, but as he points out, it's the hairiest. And really, I am so blessed to hear these stories, and I know that if you are listening and you're thinking God's put this, you begin to step out in faith and saying, okay, God, and you start praying, send me the illustrator, and have your eyes open because they're coming, or send me the publisher, tell me how to go about doing whatever it is. And again, it may be something completely different than a children's book, but God's put something on your heart that you know is your passion, and he wants to use that to build the kingdom. And when you do, you go on adventures, you find yourself on radio shows you never thought you'd be on, right, Julie?
Amen.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's really, really cool. And it's funny for me. Years ago, way before I started the Christian Car Guy show, I wrote a screenplay that I felt God put on my heart to write. It was called The Christian in Full Armor. And it was actually for children. It was a screenplay. And I spent 2 years writing it, and I put it all in the right format and all that, and I started to send it out to all these different you know, agents to see if I could find a literary agent who could get it into a movie. And I finally got a letter back from this agent, and that he wanted to read it, and I sent it out to him, and he called me one night, and he said, "Is this Robert Dillmore, the author of The Full Armor?" Oh, I can't tell the rest of the story. You'll have to listen next week or the week after to hear the rest of it. But you've got to stay tuned because we got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Thank you, Julie. Thank you for Diane again.
Oh, thank you, Robbie.
It's so great to have you guys on. Stay tuned for the Truth Network. The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Kingdom Pursuits. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.